Tess Ellul, Thursday the 31st of August, Diane Yehuda Osher Steiner. Can I have Rivita during a service you make to Shuva?
Very good question. What is Rivita? And the truth is, Shaila is loved after Rivita. It so happens in England, we know about Rivita. Shaila is every single cracker and anything that we may term as pas akum. This is interesting. Rivita, actually, it is a blila rako. It's a soft mixture, and it only becomes hard later. But that's not the focus of today's shiur, because that's already a different shaila, what you define as pas. So really, it's all kinds of crackers. Someone told me he loves his Jacob's crackers, and he wants to know, he has it always, he wants to know, can he also carry on having them during Aseres Yemei? So let's start from the beginning, which is the Tur and Siman Tov Reish Gimel. Second chelik yoredeya. Second chelik. Kuf yud base.
Yeah, that won't be here.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, this is the tour.
Yeah, you can keep the tour as well. I don't know if we'll have time. So steht azoy, Moridiga Shtikl Rishalmi, which the tour brings. The tour says that is Rishalmi, Reb Chiya Mafkid L'Rav. He told Rav a psak. Rav was his Talmud. He was the Rebbe of Rav. And he told him like this. If you can eat bread, the Chayyim is referring to bread, betahara, Shaila is what that means, betahara, if you can eat the betahara, echoil. If you eat the whole year, if you can eat betahara, echoil, then eat. And if you can't manage to eat it, betahara, echoil shiva yomim b'shata. Make sure that at least 7 days in the year you should eat your bread, betahara. Because of Avio Ezri, who was a Rishon, the Aravio, known as Ravio, right? Avio Ezri, the Ravio. Kibalti, I was Mekabel, Elohim Shiva Yomim. These are the 7 days. Shabain Rosh Hashanah Leyoim HaKippurim. These are the 7 days. What Shiva Yomim is he talking about? That you should eat your bread, Betahara. Avka. The Kairos and Shiva Yomim. Says the Tur, why do you call it Shiva Yomim? If you should be Rosh Hashanah. You didn't have to tell him to lechol b'tahara. Shepshita, it's obvious sheyechol b'tahara. Shechayev adam l'tahar atzmei beregel. How you matar atzmei beregel? Make sure that your bread is not pasakum. This is very interesting because the Mogen Avraham, people don't know this, Mogen Avraham says Shabbos, the Chovet Shabbos, even those that are making on pasakum, Chovet Shabbos, one should be mapped to have Pas Yisrael. And I think that's where the tradition came from. Very interesting. I know in Manchester, already the first thing that the Yidlach, when they came to Manchester, one of the first things they did was they set up a kosher bakery. They set up a mikveh, they set up a kosher bakery. It's very interesting. It must be because for Shabbos, they wanted to eat the Tahar, Mogen Avraham. So you've got Rosh Hashanah, where you have Tahara, Yom Kippur, we don't eat. You're left only with Lezayin Yemeichol, Shehutzrech Lasir Aleim. Ba'alkei Noyagim Ba'ashkenaz. That's why in Ashkenaz we have the Minhag. She'af Misha'enoi Nizhal Mipas Shel Goyim B'chol Hashanah. Even those that are lenient, that they're not Nizhal, from Pashal Goyim B'chol Hashanah, Ba'aseres Yemei Tshuva, who nizah? During Aseres Yemei Tshuva, then who nizah? Now, it's very interesting, I'll tell you why. The Beis Yosef, right, Rabbi Yosef Karo, he brings a Tashbetz, that says on the Divrei Avyo, which is the Ravyo, he says the following. The Rav Reb Shmuel mi Bonneberg, right? Deloidok, I don't understand, you got it wrong here. The Dafka Chulin the Tahara, Dafka Chulin the Tahara, the Lesbe who Issa, where there's no Issa to eat Chulin the Tahara, Toiv who the Tahara, it's good to be Matar yourself. And Mamela, as far as you made Shuva, you Matar yourself. Aval pas shel goyim is the chagam to simon and shulchan aruch kuf yud beis in yoredeya to mishum isuru. That's already a issa. Whatever the Mishnah brings, the Chazal made the issa pas shel goyim. The shaila is what the issa is, but the issa pas shel goyim. Inok ba'ani asora yomim bekulei shalta namidei motzi imonavshech. If you are saying that it's Issa, so the Gemara says, as long as Pashit, certain areas in the world, that Issa was not Mispashit. It's like there, Frankie Shmuel Mibonabek, I don't understand you. If you're in part of that part of the globe where it was Mispashit, so then Bekule Shata Namine Motsi Achil. And if you're not, so why make such a fuss over Asurus Yimetshuva? Asoi, Zokt. That brings the Tashbats, Peshem, Reb Shmuel Mibonneberg. So really he's saying that there should be no difference between Aseres Yimetshuva and the rest of the year. The Ein Zutayna says the Beis Yosef on that, the Kivin the Eini Suroi Borur, the Issa of Pas Akum is not clear, it's not a clear Issa, Ela Tolui B'minag, it depends on the custom, on the minhag. It's me'ach Hashem b'shor shu'nizim al'ochel ha'im b'dat o'li yizoheh. Ki mo'is na'yomim b'l'dad, p'shitu shu'li neseh, ishaya mo'is ha'shonah. He says, what's one got to do with the other? It's not because of the Issa, it's only because of a minhag. And the mail is only a minhag, is lo'i neseh, b'shar y'mo'is ha'shonah. Now, it's very interesting, and I'll tell you why. So we've got here, it seems to be a machlokes between the Beis Yosef and Reb Shmuel Mibonneberg, how to understand Pshat in the Rishalmi. Is it Davka talking about Pasper Tahara, or is he talking about everything? Now, yeah, let me first finish, and then after finish, then you can ask thousands of questions. I'm Mogen Avrom, so the Mogen Avrom here often asks, by us, Paskins like the Ravyo, and he says, Barseres Yomei Tshuva, you should take a Nizza from Pasakum, and the same thing, Mishnah Brura says the same thing, Tof Reish Gimel brings it, and then the Mogen Avraham brought down also Mishnah Brura says something incredible. Yeah. So it says, the Machaber says, "Af misha'inu nizim mipashel akum baseres yimei tshuva tzorach lizoeh." Right. And then you've got the famous Ramah, "Yesh lachol odom lachapis ulafashpesh b'maasov v'loshu baseres yimei tshuva." It's actually got a connection, but we'll see. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins, "Haina filu mipaspalta shel goy." We're talking about, even though it's a paspalta, it's not a personal friend of the goy that's baking it, because they have other, everybody agrees that that's going to be awesome. We're talking about paspalta of a goy, where it's by a big bakery, there's no connection between the baker and yourself, so you no shayla, no chashash. Palta means a professional baker. So there's no fear that you're going to sort of get around the family table and there's going to be intermarriage. Then eino yochai lefois be'atzmo, yakshe satano shofen boya, akum. She yashlich Yisrael, that we know that you throw in a splinter, a bit of fire, add towards the fire, and that's okay. I think. Umikol mokrim, now very interesting. Umikol mokrim, says Mishnah Berurah. Mi shahilich baderech, im ein lefon of paschel Yisrael yosem abomin. And the halach is like this. So, if there is an issa of pasakum, let's say there's an issa of pasakum, so the areas where there was that Issa, was Nispashet, there is the Issa of Pasakum. And you are Hoylech Baderech, And you can't find any passage through it, right? Recently, I gave a drosha before the holidays, so I said, we've got a very interesting situation. Someone wants to have his hovis bread, he knows the hovis bread is kosher, wants to have his paspalta hovis bread, but he was a very good fellow, and to him, we'll soon see there's no difference between the quality of the hovis bread and his kosher bread, right? And he bought an haraya, because before he left on his haraya, he went all the way down to Cornwall, and he before he went, he bought some loaves of kosher bread. So whilst he's still got the kosher bread, he's not allowed to eat the pasaikum. But once he's run out of that, and he's got to travel, so if he's on his journey, so then Chazal said you've got to travel till 4 million, right? 72 minutes to go and look for your kosher bread. You don't have to go back on your way, only 1 mil, only 12 minutes. But to go forward, you've got to go up to 4 million. So let's say this fellow during a Sarasimay Tshuva, he's traveling, and he hasn't got any kosher bread. Zokta Zadova Poshut, Veroit Zalecha Mutter Loilechel Pas Palta Shel Akum, says the Mishnah Brura, that you're allowed to, which is based on the Morgan of Rome, Bar Sarasimay Tshuva, Kemoisha Mutter Beshah Yemois Hashona. Why? So it's very interesting what he says. The Loikabilu Alayu Lahachne, this Chumra, which we've been talking about, with the Beis Yosef Paskins, the Loikabilu Alayu Lahachne Basor Yomim, Yoisa Mimisha Nizer Kol Hashona. All we're saying is that those, the Issa of Pas Akum will apply on Aseres Yemei Tshuva. One should be, those that are lenient on during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, they are lenient the whole year. When it comes to Aseres Yemei Tshuva, they should be machme. But those that would be machme on the Issa of Pas Akum, and there would be a situation where they would have to be lenient, that leniency will apply all round. It will apply both Kol HaShonah for those that are machme and during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And part of that leniency is, as is brought in Shulchan Aruch, that Chazal, when they made the Issa of Pas Akum, they did not make the Issa in such a situation where the fellow is going to starve. It has to be 3 days without bread, or even if he's in a place where he knows he's going to be 3 days without bread, without kosher bread, then they were lenient on Pas Akum. So if that's the case, in the Holech Baderech, and the halacha is, he's not mechuyev to go more than Yud Beis, than 72 minutes, 4 million, to go and look for that bread. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Now, interestingly enough, the Chok Yaakov doesn't. He's in the Chok Yaakov, Minchas Yaakov, from the Nesivus, yeah, in Simon Kuf Yud Beis. He is medayek from the Loshon of from the Torah's Chaim that between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, yesh lahachne bechol inyan. Even if the chas palta is yofa yoisa. So what exactly is the machlekes? So just let me give you a bit of an overview of what, how it works. And then we'll be able to see from it. So it's brought down like this. In Shuv and Yoredea, Simon Kuf Yud Beis. It says the following. Yesh mekaymos shemekilim bedova. Right, so it starts off saying, Osru chachomim lechol pas shel amamim. The chachomim said, it's forbidden to eat pas akum over the chachomim mishum chasnus. V'loi osru ela pas shel chameshas minei dogon. Ava pas shel kidneys, oiras, all these new breads now, which are slowly coming up for the gluten-free, they're not part of the pas akum issa. V'yesh mekaymos shemekilim bedova. B'mokom she'ein shom nachtoim Yisrael. That's your palta. Right? Nachtoim is a baker. So in a case where there's no baker Yisrael, b'pnei shehi sha'asat chak. That's your sha'asat chak. B'yesh oimim, some say, afele b'mokom she'pas Yisrael motzu Yisraeli. So that depends on where, the part of the world where was this pashat. Ava pasha balabatim, everybody agrees that that's properly thing. And then he explains what pasha balabatim is. So now, you've got there's another halacha as well. And this is a world famous halacha, which is the heter for those that want to buy other types of bread, even though there's Pas Yisrael. And that's based on the Rashba. The Rashba says, Yesh Omrim, let's see if hey, Shemi sheyesh b'yodoy pas. If someone's got bread, Oy sheyesh palta Yisrael, that is, the Jewish bakery. But, the yesh palta oivet kechovim, oysa pas yofa mimenu. There is a non-Jewish baker who makes something special. What do you call it? 18 seed bread. Something, you can mamash me en oilam haba when you eat it. Oy me min acher, she'im b'yodei shel palta Yisrael. He's got something, chlesish was a muffin or something special. Muta liknois mi palta oivet kechom. It's very interesting. That's based on the Rashba. The mokum shenahagu pasha palta. We're talking about these places. Why? It's a big chiddush, says the Rashba. The kiven de dato in noicha yoisa bepas palta zeh. At the end of the day, he likes it. Mipnei chashivusoi be'enov. Hareze kapas dechukoloi. So it becomes a situation, the gab of this type of bread. It's not a din in bread, algemein. It's a din the gab of this type of bread. Since this is unique, and you can't get hold of this type of bread, only from Paspalta, only from Hovis. I can't find this bread anywhere else. So look at that, it's past the chukah, and I can wait more than 3 days. I'd be starving for this specific type of bread. I'll be starving for 100 days. It's nishtor to bakuman. So that is the heta of the Rashba. Right? And therefore, and the main cigarette, that's the halacha that I will know it. So let me give you an example. I don't know, maybe it's far-fetched. It really depends on the person personally. But let's say you know, you've got crackers, and you've got the kosher crackers are full of salt and full of all kinds of things which a person doesn't want for whatever reason, maybe health reasons or anything. And then he's got other crackers which are fantastic, and they've got no salt, and their health, and their diet, and of course, Ravita, something like that, it's very difficult. Can't find a kosher Ravita, right? If we're going to say that Ravita is called pas. But if we do pas like that, then find me a kosher Ravita. I can't find the kosher Ravita. According to the Rashba, it's never ever subject to the issa of pas akum. Why? Because it's like pas the chukana. So, kum tois la halacha, I'm going to have a machlokes between the Morgan Avraham and the Mishnah Brura, whether during Aseret Yemei Tshuva I am mechuyev to be machne. According to the Mishnah Brura, that paskins like the Morgan Avraham that we mentioned, according to the Mishnah Brura, so therefore, dos is pas the chukaloi. What's the difference between such a type of situation where this, the gab of this, I can't get it, or the difference of I'm hoylech baderech, and I can't get any pas Yisrael. So just like when I'm hoylech baderech, and I can't get any pas Yisrael, so that's called pas the chukaloi. So who adin, since I'm spoiled, and I need to have this unique type of bread, or whatever, this baked product, which is not available anything else in kosher, so therefore, it's going to have the same situation. So the ois kumam, that I'm going to be absolutely mutter for me to have it, even during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Masha'en kein, according to the Chag Yaakov, where he nevertheless, interestingly enough, says that nevertheless, one should be machme, even during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, so then, one should be machmeh b'chol ma de'efsha. That's the loshen of the Chok Yaakov that quotes the Rosh and the Modchen, Rosh Hashanah, Sheyesh Lahachmir, Bechol, Bechim Noyagin Hamadaktikim, Lahachmir Boy, Bechol Masha Efshah. What's Taka the Svara of the Minchas Yaakov L'Chaira? It's the Hashlik of Ataina, and he's also learning it in the Ravya. So they're both the Machlekas, how to learn Ipshat in the Ravya. So Lemaisa is very interesting because the Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva, and L'Chaira from the Rambam, and there's a Tshuvas, I found a Tshuvas Adeshan that's Masbe, a different Ravya. And he says like this. He says, what happens if you've got a situation where a person is eating together with another Yid who has no Issa? He comes from the place where he has no Issa of Bas Akol. So you've got two Yidim, and they're both eating together. And now they've got a situation where this fellow, his friend, who he's eating together with, has this absolutely beautiful bread, which is a Pas Akol bread, and the one that's eating with him, who has the minig, Issa, doesn't have such a nice bread. And now the shaila is, they're going to say, Amoitzi lechem in ha'aretz, and the halacha is that you have to be boitzeach min ha'yofeh. When you're being saying a bracha, you're always boitzea on the nicest bread. The shaila is, what's called min ha'yofeh? So the Trumas Adeshen brings there that you should be boitzea from the bread, the nicer bread, which is a Pas Akum bread. Right? It's boitzea min ha'yofeh because of the Pas Akum. Why? Zokte v'hod kosa b'modcha perek eim amidin. Yeah, mi divrei Rav Yoshim ho yu meisav al shulchan Yisrael ha'echol pas nachrin, v'abalaba yisnezem b'pas nachrin, kivin de mitzvah muteles olav, yiv botza min ha'yofa, al kein, u kamon, avagav de balaba is eini rog alechol min ha'chovif, ve'im, he's not, he doesn't care, he doesn't have to have min ha'chovif, ve'im b'dat ho yilechol nimenu, afilo och, he says, the Trumas Adeshen, mitzvah v'hagdimoi, why? Because kol birchas anahemin is talya b'chavivus. The al-chavivus hano osoy humavorech. And the bigger the chavivus, says the Trumas Adeshen, he's meshabeach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And memela, therefore, has the inyan of chavivus. And he finishes off, and memela, since chavivus takes over precious, V'lo yitztarech l'prishus. Yet? So I wanted to say, but the Rambam is famous in Hilchus Tshuva, where he says that when it comes to, when he speaks about all the inyan of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, he says that there's an inyan to Davka Prishus. So on Aseres Yimei Tshuva, where there's an inyan of looking for Prishus, and then the Prishus overtakes the Chavivus. But Oiskumen, according to the Minchas Yaakov, that one should be Machmeh, which is based in the Rambam, the Trumas Adeshin, based in the Rambam, and that Ravyo, one Ravyo with the second Ravyo, so that there'll be an Inyan, a Shtaka Inyan, during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, I want to now be Pirish, I'm trying to better my ways, so this is part of the Simon, so this which a person eats, it's very much part of him. So he's showing Kodesh Baruch Hu, look, I'm trying to look for precious. I want to be pious. I want to try and improve my ways. So I'm searching for precious. If he's searching for precious, that is the Issa of Pas Akum. And then, as Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Moshe Eiken, according to Chaira, it would seem, according to Mishnah Brura, just like Hoylech Drochim, will do the same thing. It just so happens that I heard on Ravita, I was just speaking to Rabbi Conway, and he told me that they're hoping within the very near future to sort out Ravita, that it will be continuous Pas Yisrael. It used to be, you have to always keep up tabs with these things. That means you'd have to time, you'd have to work out the whole timing system on the ovens. You have to be, there was a time when in Ireland, all pride bread, they're over there, he arranged that with the bakeries, that they work out with the timer, that you switch it on once, and then it continues the whole year. Well, probably is what happens when there's breakages and outages, all kinds of ideas. What is this? But a nice cigarette, that's it.
Careful with the ingredients.
Avada, that's very important. Yeah.
Because of today, when they add to each bread all over the world some additives which are typhoid.
That's absolutely true. And everything that we're talking about is only where we know that the ingredients are kosher and that it's not sharing any other ingredients. So you've got, we do live in a bit of a complicated world. And often one can find a situation where the ingredients can be a thing. Another thing is, we're talking about the Zoifel Eterim Pas Akum, we've got to promote the kosher bakeries as well. So I'll tell you something else. One of the timers are that you get the, which is something that's cheaper in price, does that take precedence over, you can say, well, Geld, Avada. I'm on a journey. If it's cheaper, why should I pay? If I can pay for the same thing, half the price, then it's Ganganov. Why'd I have to pay Kfeld? Why'd I have to pay double? I'll tell you something very interesting. One of the factories which I'm involved is, they do enzymes for bread. And the enzyme, the idea is, it blows up the bread and makes it very fluffy and very light. So you think, oh, ich bakum amamish agreis amitzia, because I buy the non-kosher bread and it's literally half the price. But if you care to weigh it, then you'll see that you're paying for air, it's half the weight. At half the weight, and interestingly enough, it can go mouldy much quicker because it's got the lightness and it's got the moisture in it. So one has to make sure, and those enzymes, of course, have to be kosher. So of course, you're absolutely right. We have to. We're only talking about where we know that the ingredients of the bread are totally kosher, and we know that the machinery on the bread is not sharing the same machinery. If that's such a situation, plus we're talking about it's a paspalta, so then comes these shilas, and the Mishnah Berurah is quite clear. It's quite clear, nothing, you can't change what's state of Mishnah Berurah. I'm just saying over Mishnah Berurah, person's on a journey, he knows the bread is actually kosher, he hasn't got any past Yisrael, and Mishnah Berurah passed him. Okay, wish everybody a good Kaddish Yom.